Blog Talk Radio.
By Tranquil Mind by Rob, Massage and Wellness. And once again, if you live in the District, Maryland, Virginia, want to let you know about the new location on 304 East Diamond Avenue in Gaithersburg, Maryland, right in the ProFit Health and Fitness Center. So you can come into ProFit, you can get the Zumba, your cardio, your kickboxing classes, your yoga class, and then come to Tranquil Mind by Rob for your massage, sports massage, Thai massage, chair massage, and any other wellness needs that, that you're looking for. So in order to schedule an appointment, you can go and tweet me at RC44. You can go to facebook.com/KQMind, or you can schedule an appointment through ProFit Club and or give me a call, 240-778-5219. We're doing some big specials coming up for the holiday season, so keep a lookout for that. Some gift certificate specials. So once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod, 304 East Diamond Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 240-778-5219. And tonight's topic is sticking with the theme of homecoming, and we are talking about the homecoming dance. We talked about the homecoming parade, how people put on this show, people put on that persona when they're trying to impress the people that they may have now seen for a long time. Today, this week, we're taking it on another level. We're talking about the dance. And when I talk about the dance, I'm talking about the emotional and mental dance that a lot of people do when it comes down to relationships. Instead of saying how they really feel about someone, or even just trying to show what direction they want to go in the relationship, that they still have just issues with dancing around what they really want to talk about. And when the dance, there's a whole different element of the dance. You got different ways that people just dance around their feelings, dance around their choices, and also sometimes they're looking for a new dance partner, which also causes a conflict because, you know, they may want to find a way in order to get rid of their relationship, so they try to find ways to make it seem like they are trying to get out of that current situation. So this is what we're talking about today, the homecoming dance, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And just to get on that particular point, the dance is all about how relationships are built as well. It comes from the foundation. If the relationship is built on a shaky foundation, then this will create this dancing motion where people are going back and forth. You know, there's always that option in the dance, when you're dancing, that someone wants to take the lead. And when someone's trying to take the lead, it can cause a lot of conflict when it comes down to relationships. Because if one person is trying to take the lead, then the other person is trying to figure out, okay, what steps are you trying to follow? How are you trying to move me? What direction are you trying to take me in the relationship? So this is phase one in relationships when it comes down to how the feelings, how the emotions, how the flow of a relationship goes. And the relationship can have a difficult time going in a certain path if one person is trying to take the lead, but they really don't know where they're leading the other person. Communication, as always, is key at the very beginning of the relationship to make sure that everybody knows what steps to take, what direction that this dance is going to go. And when you figure that particular point out, then it's all about the flow of everything. It's all about the movement, all about the rhythm. Relationship is just like a dance. It's all about rhythm and flow. You got to have that rhythm with each other. You got to have that connection in order to dance well. You know, people who watch Dancing with the Stars, for example, you see when the partner isn't in tune with each other, then the dance doesn't go right. People are stepping on each other's feet. People are falling over. People are tripping over each other. And in early stages of relationships, that can definitely happen, where people are tripping over each other, you know, don't know what to say, don't know how to act, don't know how to react to certain things. But when you establish a good connection with your partner, then the rhythm is good, the timing is good, the flow is good, and that comes to everything, in physical, mental, emotional, sexual, all different aspects. The rhythm and the flow just goes together. You're in sync, you're in tune with each other. And that's what it's all about, and they're trying to gather the timing. When it comes down to serious and committed relationships, a lot of people try to rush this particular process. And you can't rush that process. You can't rush the rhythm. You can't rush the flow. Sometimes you have it immediately and you're completely in sync. Sometimes it takes a little time to develop. So when it comes down to deep and committed relationships, you have to make sure that you're communicating with your partner in order to make sure that everything is right. But what happens if the dance isn't right? What happens if the connection isn't there? What happens if there's just something that's not right, you're not in sync, seem like you're stepping all over each other, and you're trying to find that footing? Well, does that mean that you give up on the dance? Does that mean that you give up on the connection that you have with the other person? Not necessarily. There might just be one or two things that you need to tweak, one or two things you need to change. But the thing is, both partners have to be willing to step in and make this change in the dance. And this is some of the many elements when it comes down to interaction with people, when it comes down to interacting in your relationships. And that's what the homecoming dance is all about, trying to find that interaction, trying to find that right pitch. Sometimes the song choice might not be ideal. And in this situation, when it comes to talking about relationships, sometimes people try to force things in the relationship that the other partner may not agree with, may not feel comfortable with. It could be anything. It could be just a change of venue. It could be just a change of scenery. It could be a change of job direction. A lot of these things can cause somebody to be out of step with their partner. So you want to make sure that when you do make these changes, that everybody's in sync. Communication is so key when it comes down to the dance. So we want to get a little further into this, if questions or comments about different things that make people fall in or out of step with each other in relationships, or something that may try to throw off a relationship. That's what it's about, the dance. You know, what can cause you to make that misstep in your relationship? What do you think is some things that people try to do in order to change the flow or change the rhythm in your relationship? Sometimes people try to cut in to your relationship and can cause issues. So I want to hear what you think about this particular topic. 347-850-1228. 347-850-1228. So we'll look forward to hearing from people. But until then, we have Toy Sugar's Not Your Type on Blog Talk Radio. Love Talk, Toyland Productions and Toyland Entertainment.
Assume that you were my first pick. To all my women, independent, some will never understand it, but this is my message to you. Elevate, motivate, remain loyal and true. Don't ever let a man define who you are. Your elegance, confidence by far speaks for itself. Stop holding no one nothing. Left. Love is blind, but it can often take your last breath. Love is blind, but it can often take your last breath. Yeah.
Productions, Toilet Entertainment, and that song kind of goes along with the theme that I'm talking about tonight. We're talking about the homecoming dance on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment, and when you find out that that person is not your type, you find out that that's not the right dance partner for you, what do you do? Do you try to pursue somebody else, or do you try to stick it out and make sure we can try to make people like to move on at this point? When you figure out that you're not, that this person is just not your type, you're not compatible with this person, it just doesn't seem like the dance is going to go smoothly with this person. So you want to try to look for that new dance partner. But what happens is you're tap dancing around because you don't want to let the current partner that you're with know that it's not working out. You're not really feeling the connection there. The moves just aren't right. So how do you handle that? How do you tackle the point of saying, you know what, it's time to make that next move. It's time to find a new partner. It's time for me to step away from this dance. And that's a difficult part, difficult situation for a lot of people to do when you realize that the dance is not there, when the partner is not compatible. So in order to do that, you have to, one, make sure that you're making the right choice, because sometimes you may feel like the dance is not going well, but then you see that partner with somebody else, and you're like, man, what am I thinking? That was my partner. She's doing so good with this person right now, and that could have been me. And in the homecoming theme, a lot of times when it comes down to homecoming, you see people that have this reaction that say, man, we were good for a long time, but I stepped away from this dance. I stepped away and said, you know what, I don't want to dance no more with this partner, and now she's doing so much better with this other guy, or he's doing so much better with this other female, and you're looking like, man, that could have been me, you know, winning dance competitions, you know, taking it to another level. So, one, you got to make sure that you're making the right choice when you're making that move, when you're making that new change, that new direction. But also, you got to take a look at yourself, because you're thinking that your partner might be the one that's causing a problem, but it might be you that's been messing up the dance moves the whole time. You might be you that was stepping on each other, that was stepping on your partner's toes. It might be you that was the one that was making the wrong moves. So you got to make sure you're making the right moves, you're making the right tactics in order to make sure the relationship grows. Now, people might not understand my analogy of the dance, but like I said, the dance is all about connection. Dance is all about the eye contact, that movement, the way you take your partner, you pull them close, and you try to make sure we're moving in sync. And relationships are just like that. It's all about synchronicity. It's all about moving in a way, in a mode that connects, that bonds, that people can see, man, they dance so well together because they know what to do. They know what steps their partner is going to take before their partner even takes that step. It's all about that connection. And you got to have that important connection with the person that you're with in order to make sure the dance goes smoothly. Sometimes, even when you've been dancing with the person for a very long time, you know, the dance might not go according to plan, but you got to know how to improvise that dance. In a relationship, when you're in a relationship for a long time, when you're married, when you're committed relationship for a long time, things don't always go smoothly. There's going to be some difficulties. There's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be some ups and downs that you go through. It's a matter of how you improvise that and know how to adjust that so that way you can get right back on track. You know, you don't want to get off rhythm. You know, when you hear the music and you make a move and you're a little bit offbeat, that can throw your partner off. But it's how you play it off. You know, sometimes you got to put a little spin move in there to get right back onto the flow and get right back on beat. So that way the dance continues smoothly. And if you look at relationships like this, then you realize that it is more complicated than just saying, I love you. You know, love is great. Love is a very important part of a relationship, but there's more complex things that go into it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of dedication. You can't just step on the dance floor without knowing the dance steps and think, I got this. If you've never done a samba before, you can't just step on the floor and say, oh, I know how to do the samba. I've seen it all the time, and you're just going to jump right in. It doesn't work like that. It takes time. It takes practice. And you have to practice with your partner because the partner could be a samba pro, and you've never been on the dance floor at all before, and it causes problems. So you have to make sure that everything is in sync. Don't try to go in there thinking, going into a relationship thinking that you know everything about your partner, everything about the relationship is going to go like, everything that you feel is going to be laid out for you. And those high expectations can be what destroy relationships. That can be what can ruin the dance. If you go in there already thinking, I know exactly how it's going to start, I know exactly how it's going to finish, I've been planning this for a very long time, and everything has to go according to X, Y, and Z. Things don't happen like that. You know, the DJ can mess up the record, can go off track. You know, people can bump into you. Things like that can happen when you're on the dance floor. So you got to make sure that don't go into a relationship that thinking that everything is going to go according to plan, because it never does. If you go in there thinking it's going to go according to plan, that's great if it does, but honestly, that's not realistic. You have to prepare yourself for those times when somebody might bump into you, when somebody might try to cut in, when, you know, you might slip or something. You know, sometimes you might even get weary and fatigued during the dance. That's common. You know, in relationships, there's going to be points in a relationship where you feel that fatigue. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's how you handle that. You know, you get yourself a drink of water, you get right back into dance. You don't try to say, oh man, I'm tired of this, I give up. And so many people have done that in relationships now. That's why there's such a high divorce rate, because people feel that fatigue. People feel that dance fatigue, saying, oh, my feet are tired, my hands are sore, I can't move anymore. You know, I'm just going through the motions of this dance, so I'm just going to stop and take a seat and fall back. You know, you shouldn't do that. One, you're leaving your partner hanging. Two, you gave up without even thinking about how to improvise and how to rejuvenate those steps. Maybe you just got to change the song a little bit, change the tune. You know, maybe you're doing these fast songs, maybe you got to slow things down a little bit, but you're still dancing with that partner. And when you do that, then you have that true, long-lasting commitment in the dance. And that's what this is all about right now. This is Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. This is Love Talk. We're talking right now about the homecoming dance. The whole theme this month has been homecoming, and we're bringing it all home tonight with the dance, because the dance is typically the finale of the homecoming. We had the show, we had the parade, we had the game itself, because the game is very important about homecoming. People forget about the game, but the game has to be played when it comes down to homecoming. You know, all the parade and all the fanfare and all that's real good. But when you get to the game point, you have to make sure that the game is being played properly. You have to make sure that you have that game plan set ahead in order to organize what you're going to do in your relationship. But all that comes to a head when it comes to the dance. The game has been played, the crowd is gone, and now it's just you and your partner, and you're trying to have that nice dance. Have that nice dance and enjoy the moment. And that's what relationships are all about, enjoying the moment with each other, enjoying the moment with that person that you're with. Enjoy the moments that you share with that person each and every time. That dance, that homecoming dance is typically one of the most memorable dances in your school career when you're at school. So think about your relationship just like that. The relationship is the most valuable, one of the most important aspects of your life. So you got to make sure that you enjoy that dance. You savor the moment of that dance. You make sure that you are doing everything you can to make sure that dance goes smoothly. So that way you always remember that dance and the dance always goes well. And you keep that in mind when you go into your relationship. You keep that in mind when you start the dance. You can always continue that dance and make the changes that are necessary in order to keep that dance going. And those are my thoughts today on this topic. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. Once again, we still have a few more minutes left, 347-850-1228 for any questions or comments. But we're going to change gears now. That's the topic for tonight. But we want to go into the case of the ex. This is, for those who are first time listening to this show, Case of the Ex is a segment where we take different situations and scenarios that may have been sent in, emailed, something I've read, in regards to situations between a person and a person that is their ex, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-lover, the ex-provider, anything like that. It comes down to the case of the ex. Now, this situation this week came from the news, and this is a little different situation for case of the ex. This is actually a case of someone who thought she was an ex. What happened was in this situation, in Thousand Oaks, California, this couple met online and began dating. So right there, online dating always causes a little bit of issue. So this couple went out several times, went out a few times, according to report, and the guy wasn't feeling it. The guy said, no, this just doesn't seem like it's going to work out. We're just not compatible. But going back to the dance, the dance was just way off. She was just... this person here was doing her own thing and was just really too wild for this guy. So the guy was like, nope, I got to dance right now. I'm going to fall back. So he said, he told her, you know what, this isn't working out. You know, I'm sorry. This is not a good connection, not a good vibe. So I don't want to see you anymore. The lady could not accept this. So one point in time last week, she was trying to, you know, go to his house and bang on the door and try to get in. He, you know, wouldn't answer the door. So she climbed up on the guy's roof. I guess eventually he must have talked her down because she got off her roof. So a couple days later, as of yesterday, actually, the lady climbs back onto the guy's roof and tries to go down into the chimney to get into the guy's house. But as you know, in a lot of these situations, it doesn't really end well if you try to go down a chimney. So, of course, she got stuck. Guy called the cops. Cops and the fire department come, pull her out, and she probably gets arrested for trying to break into somebody's house. Now, this situation here is kind of scary, kind of funny, and kind of weird all at the same time, because the thing is, of course, it's funny. I mean, she gets stuck at a chimney because she's gotten this preconceived notion that she is madly in love with a guy that she's only known for a few weeks and only went on a few dates. The scary part about it is that online dating is just so unpredictable. I mean, even when you meet a person face-to-face, you don't know how they're going to act or react, you know, when things don't go well. I mean, you're dating somebody. Dating is all about a feeling out, period. Dating is about trying to understand if this person is compatible for you, if this person is someone that you want to spend more time with. So sometimes it works out great. Sometimes you find someone and you're like, oh, man, okay, this is just the right connection. You know, I have, you know, no problem being with this person more often and want to find out what direction this is going to go. But sometimes when you're dating, it just doesn't work out like that. Sometimes when you're dating, you're like, okay, it's cool, but it's just not right. So you gotta. So this person did the right. This guy did the right thing by cutting this early on, because you don't want to drag a person along and say, okay, this really isn't working out, but I don't know how she's going to react. So I'm just going to try to keep it going until hopefully she might get tired of me or something like that. It doesn't work out like that. In this case, this woman became completely infatuated with this guy after a few dates. So he did the right thing after a few dates, saying, okay, I've tried this. It didn't work out. Sorry, we're just not made for each other. We're just not compatible. I'm done. But here is the crazy part about this. Some people try to find that love so strong that they'll do whatever it takes in order to make it seem like they're in love. And this is where desperation kicks in. This is that person going back to the homecoming dance. This is that person that's been sitting on the sideline for a long time looking at everybody dance, and they're sitting on the wall, and they say, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to dance with somebody. I don't care who it is. Person I dance with, we're going to get in it. And this is what this lady's mentality was. She wanted to find that person so badly that she was willing to break laws, risk her life in order to get into this person's life. And this is where you got to take deep evaluation. You know, you hear this 35 and ticking, you know, the biological clock ticking theory that people have. And some people have that strong feeling about this. Say, oh, I'm not getting any younger. I need to find a man right now, you know, so that way I can have kids and have a family. Guys are like, okay, you know what, I need to settle down. I'm been doing the partying thing, the club thing too long. I want to settle down with someone so that way I feel like I accomplished something. Both sides, men and women, go through this, through a period in their life if they haven't found that right person. But the worst thing you can do is try to force yourself onto somebody. You know, if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. Let it go, keep it moving, move on, and there's probably somebody out there for you. You know, there's fish in the sea thing. I don't know about that concept, but there's at least one or two people that in your life that you will say, hey, you know what, this is the person that I really connected with, this person I bonded with, and this is the person that at least let me see what can go, how much further this can move. You know, I say one or two people because there's always that one person that may have been in your past that might have, you know, sparked some interest, but it didn't work out. There might be that one person in the future that you don't even know yet that might open that door for you. So if you're single and you're trying to find that person, then you got to realize, okay, this didn't work out. Maybe I forced the issue a little bit. You know, maybe I look at myself and realize, okay, you know what, I'm just going to take my time and just try to see how things play out, and hopefully that right one will come for me. So those are the topics today. Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Twinland Productions, Twinland Entertainment, and as usual, thank you for listening each and every week. And also, want to mention the, you know, Rod Stevie Show each and every Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 8 p.m. Pacific. So we're going to keep talking about politics. It's political season, and this Sunday we're talking about the political landscape and how things are changing in the way the zoning in our states are held. So keep an eye on how your zoning in your state looks, because it's very important that you are going to the right zone, that you're voting for the right person, and that your voice is being heard. So this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and until next time, we'll talk.